USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tributes to the late Democratic Congressman John Lewis, who recently passed away of cancer, continue today. In Selma, Alabama, there is a march at this hour across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the site where Lewis was beaten during violent clashes between police and marchers in 1965. This afternoon, a ceremony is planned at the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery. On Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says everyone in Congress has been in mourning since he passed.
Democrats and Republicans, it's like a death in the family for us.
Hurricane Douglas is closing in on Hawaii. It's now about 190 miles east of Maui. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Hanna is producing very heavy rain and flash flooding across southeast Texas as that storm starts to move into northern Mexico. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Demonstrations became riots in several cities overnight as police in Seattle used flashbang grenades to disperse protesters after a day of confrontations. In Oakland, protests turned violent as about 600 people were marching in support of the ongoing Portland protest against the death of George Floyd. Oakland's main police station was vandalized and a debris fire was set at the county courthouse. To Texas, where a person is dead after being shot during a Black Lives Matter demonstration in Austin. Police say officers were watching about 100 people marching down Congress Avenue just before 10 p.m. when shots rang out. The victim thought to have been carrying a rifle when he approached a vehicle from which those shots were fired, hitting the victim. EMS transported him to a hospital where he died. Reports are the suspect was detained and is cooperating with investigators. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The total number of COVID-19 cases in Florida now tops New York when it was seeing the peak of the pandemic there. Reports are the Florida Department of... The total number of COVID-19 cases in Florida now exceeds what was reported in New York since the pandemic began. The Florida Department of Health saying that there have been 414,511 total cumulative positive cases overall in Florida. It compares to 411,200 in New York. California tops the list of the most diagnosed positive cases so far with 446,152. Actor John Saxon is dead at 83. His wife telling the Hollywood Reporter that Saxon died after a battle with pneumonia at home in Tennessee on Saturday. He starred in over 200 films spanning seven decades during his acting career. Starting in the 1950s, he shared the big screen with Hollywood greats like Audrey Hepburn, Robert Redford, and Marlon Brando. He's known for roles in Enter the Dragon, Nightmare on Elm Street, From Dusk Till Dawn, and dozens of other films. He also worked on TV, appearing in Dynasty, Falcon Crest, and some other series as well. Again, John Saxon was 83. And rapper Kanye West apologizing on Twitter to his wife Kim Kardashian after his negative comments recently about their marriage. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.